Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to National Kiss a Ginger Day.
Yeah.
Big Al Mac already partook.
Yes, I did.
In kissing Kelly's cheek.
Sorry, it's Alan. It was on the cheek.
It was on the cheek. Just nice. Kelly's got some sort of bump on her tonsil.
Yeah.
So we're being very careful with the kissing of the ginger.
Am I passing these out?
No, we already got one.
Yeah,
Jenna's getting ready for what's about to happen right now.
I'd like to get you guys set up so I can be efficient with my time.
Feel Good Friday coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's all about Jenna and what she likes. Let's hit it.
Hey.
That's what I like. So what are you into this week, Jenna Owens?
Well, I'm going to let you guys open up your treat first and start sucking on it.
Thank you.
I got you.
Look, here.
I always try and do something fittish.
Uh-huh.
No, I have a website fittish. I try and do healthy-ish things, and I still love a little bit of candy here and there. But I came across these recently, and these are organic suckers by Yum Earth, and they are straight vitamin C. And now that Kelly's sick, why not? If you're going to have a piece of candy, it might as well have some be full of vitamin C. Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the razzmatazz berry, duh.
Yeah, these have really good flavors. Pomegranate pucker. What'd you get? Berry cherry, razzmatazz berry.
I got mango.
How's mango tango?
Mango.
Anyway, these are great.
Good.
You can get them in, and I do a lot of shopping in the health food stores or in Whole Foods, and buy, not crazy about organic stuff for everything, but.
How much is that big bag of suckers?
It was only like $4.
Oh, well, that's not bad at all.
Huh. Yeah.
So this is good for the kids.
So, I mean, it's more expensive than cheap suckers, but it's vitamin C. And when your kids want a sucker, why wouldn't you? We didn't have this when we were really young. Why wouldn't you give kids?
Right. We had the straight up sugar with the food coloring suckers.
Mm-hmm.
Which were good.
Mm-hmm.
But these are really good, too.
Yeah, they're good, huh? Yeah, I gave Kelly, you can have more. There's a bunch in here.
Thank you.
We had the little bubblegum cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, remember those? And you could blow out on it, and it had a little bit of powder, so it looked like it had smoke coming out.
Those candy cigs. Those were cool, right?
How many people drove by my grandma's house, and I was sitting on the corner just smoking my bubble gum?
Yeah.
Smoking your bubble gum cigarette?
Smoking my bubble gum.
She's like, I got the real thing, Jenya.
Being all judgy.
So far, this, that's what I like, sucks in a good way.
Yes, all right. And you know I like my pop electronic music, so I have a new song for you. It came out last Friday.
All right.
You probably have never heard of either one of these artists because you don't listen to this kind of music that I do, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's by Akali and Zoo. Zoo is capitalized. It's Z-H-U. They do some electronic music. This song's called Blame.
Lounge.
Mm-hmm. I like songs that I feel like could be the soundtrack to music videos of my life.
Yeah. What would this be the soundtrack of a portion of your life?
I don't know, just driving to the gym or something. Sure. All right, so I told you I was going to let you know a little secret. Something that I used to laugh at people and think was kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
I know our producer Robert is into this himself, but I started trying to be more mindful, right? I would read books about mindfulness and meditation, and I told you guys it was all the year before when there was a kid's kid and her mom was having her do breathing techniques, and she's like, do your breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was laughing about it, and I'm thinking, there has to be something to this. And I find that when we get really stressed out, you start taking shorter breaths, and that can lead to you having serious anxiety throughout the day.
Yeah.
So you can laugh at me right now, but on a day that you get really stressed out, download this meditation app. Time Magazine actually just released a study about how meditation for even just like 3 to 10 minutes a day can absolutely make you less stressed and make you a nicer person. Yes, because think about you have those days and people are honking at you or you get bullied online or, you know, you have an ex-boyfriend who drives you crazy or whatever it is and you're just like, you just sit there and focus on the moment. It's all about being part of the moment, right? But there's an app. I love this app. It's called Aura. It gives you 3-minute meditations. It personalizes it to you. So if you're in a positive mood or you want one of those positive spiels, it'll give you guided meditation for that.
Love guided meditation.
If you're really anxious or you're grieving or you're going through something hard, it will talk about, you know, it'll guide you through dealing with that moment.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's really great. It's really great. And if you just want to breathe, it has you synchronize your breath to this circle that expands and contracts. So sometimes it's just about getting out of your own head and breathing. You will feel so much better, I promise you. You just pick a time every day to do it.
I started the meditation thing last year, middle of the year.
Yeah.
Because I always thought it's a little silly to sit there.
We used to laugh about it.
Yeah, we used to
talk about it.
It's silly to think that you're just going to sit there and listen to somebody guide you through what you're supposed to be thinking. But when you start doing it, it literally hits you right away.
Really? Do you still do it?
I still do it every day. And you know how I won that Apple Watch from our Christmas party, Jenna?
Mm-hmm.
When my heart rate gets too high, funny you bring up the breathing thing.
Yeah.
It gives me a breathing exercise to do.
I start doing this every day all the time. You won't notice it, but I'll sit here and I'll just like take 5 really deep breaths.
Because one of us annoyed you or something?
No, I just, sometimes, you know, your head wanders and you're thinking about all the things you have to do or things going on in your life.
Right.
Stress. So maybe you think it's cheesy now, but I promise if you have a day.
Yeah, do it for
3
sure.
3 minutes. This app is called Aura, A-U-R-A. It's my favorite one I've found. I know there's a million out there. All right. And then just a couple of other cool things for you. These are not things you can buy right now, but CES has been going on in Las Vegas. That's the Consumer Electronics Show. So I was looking at some of the things they have that we'll be able to buy next year. Who knows? One thing that most of us will not be able to afford, but you know those Peloton bikes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Peloton bikes, you always see the cool commercials for them. Yes, like how great it makes it look. Those are the bikes that you can, they're $2,000 stationary bikes you put in your home. They have little televisions. You can actually sync them to a large television.
Oh.
You pay a monthly membership of like about $44 a month and you get unlimited access to their spin classes, different fitness classes.
So you have somebody yelling at you so you do it.
Peloton is coming out with a treadmill.
Ooh.
Not just for running classes, but for full workouts. But this is going to cost you $4,000.
Holy moly.
The commercials for it are really cool. I'm just telling you, it's not something I, you know, plan to buy, but just keeping you in the know.
I love the commercials for those bikes. I mean, and then I think about the
bike. The one you still have?
That I bought from Kelly for, what, $200, $300?
I used it one time. I sold it to you for exactly what I paid for it.
And, Kelly came out the winner.
I didn't even take a hit on it. I was like, okay.
Well, they're great at making fitness work into your life. That's how they make
it. No, I love it. I love it. I can't spend $2,000, but I love it.
Yeah, $2,000.
Looks really cool.
$4,000. I know some people that have gone in with friends and bought one, and they kind of share it, and they love it. I don't know. I don't have one. But
I want to do a class with a treadmill. I don't know if they have them yet, where you do treadmill dancing.
Yeah,
treadmill
dancing.
Yeah, dude, this video.
Break your neck.
Nah, man. You'd put it like at a 3 or a 2.
Must be really
slow.
Okay.
This guy just did a video, or I don't know how old it is, but he did a Bruno Mars Uptown Funk, and it looks so
on a treadmill.
Why don't you set up a camera at home and just try it on your own? That would be
number one. I don't have a treadmill.
Or at the health
club. Go to the gym.
I can't be that guy.
Yeah, you can. Middle of the day, nobody's there.
I will film you at the gym.
I need to learn it though. I need to learn a dance.
No, work it out.
I'm not gonna work it out.
That's how you learn how to work it out.
Well, I have one more thing that is so cool that debuted at CES in Vegas this week.
I'm excited.
So I want you to envision a yoga mat and how you roll up a yoga mat, right?
Yeah.
Yoga mat, just flat. You just roll it up, right?
You go under or you go over?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
but
sorry.
Just how you do that, right?
Uh-huh.
Now picture a television that rolls like that.
Oh, yes.
LG has made the world's first rollable OLED TV.
Really?
It's thin. I mean, not a whole lot thinner than some of, TVs these days are so skinny and so thin, but yes, you can roll it up like a yoga mat.
And why would we need this?
You take it with you?
I don't know. I just think it's
so cool.
Cool, yeah. The bad news, no plans to release it in 2018, but this is there. They debuted a new paper, even thinner television, so this obviously is going to be a work in progress, but I just think it's a very cool idea.
Wow.
We can roll TVs now.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You have to roll in your streaming service and roll in your provider.
It's probably going to be a Bluetooth.
You're taking it with, yeah.
Right? It'll probably connect Bluetooth.
Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, very cool.
Well, yeah, you throw it in your car or go to your friend's house.
Yeah. Your TV's too small. Let me bring it this
Roll over. It up and unroll it right on the wall as I'm on my Peloton.
Yeah.
bike that I, oh God, I want one badly. Yeah.
I know. I just like technique.
But you're broke.
Thanks, Kelly.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
Feel good, don't it?
And that should make
yes,
you feel
Kid
good.
Nation, we want you feeling good. And we want to feel good. That's why we have this segment called Feel Good Friday. Pick up that phone number and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And let us know, what's making you smile? Why are you feeling super good this morning going into the weekend? We want to feel good along with you. Saw this story about a little girl out there in Boston. Her name's Bridget Kelly. Back in 2016, she was diagnosed with leukemia. Mm-hmm. And she had chemo and stem cell transplant, all that stuff to treat it. Thankfully, she's in remission now.
Good.
She ended up missing 15 months of school, though.
Oh, no.
And her immune system was too compromised, so she basically couldn't see any of her friends for over a year. And that's big for a little girl.
Sure.
Her dad says that she was actually worried that everyone at school might forget about her. But when she finally went back to school last week, half the school turned out to greet her.
Oh, that's
a bunch of kids walked with her from her house nearby, and when they got closer, more than 100 students and parents were waiting outside of the school holding up signs and giving her high fives as she walked past them.
That's cool.
When they saw how big the crowd was, the parents actually got worried it might be too much for her and that she'd be embarrassed. But then when she threw her arms up in the air, like it was like saying victory.
That's not too much.
They were happy.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a cool little feel-good Friday for you right there. Congratulations, Bridget. Glad you're doing well. From the text, real quick, we do get your text messages at 800-KID-LIVE. I mean, 800-543-3548. That's a better way to text. I got paid today. And what was put in my account was way more than normal. And then I remembered my boss gave me a raise 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Feel Good Friday. That's from Vincent.
Yay.
How could you forget that?
Yeah, right? Also, we got Titans are going to have one of the biggest upsets in playoff history when they whoop the Patriots tomorrow. Hashtag Feel Good Friday.
Go Tennessee. Hey,
gotta be confident. We'll see how it goes.
Do they have a good chance?
No.
Tom Brady, Joe.
No.
I don't know. Tom could have an off day.
It's not looking good.
He could.
But, again, Tom could have an off day.
Never know.
You're right, Kelly. It's football, it's sports. Hey, Becca.
Hey.
What's your feel-good Friday for us?
So, I am a teacher, a middle school teacher, and we came back Monday for professional development and started school Tuesday. I started a new discipline plan, and it has been quite a week. So my feel-good Friday is that it is Friday, and I have the weekend to reset.
Yeah, so teachers need that.
What's the new discipline plan? I'm curious.
So I had one class that was just rough, and so they each have three different cards. And so say Joe has a card that says verbal warning, and then he has a second card that says a BMT, which is our lunch detention, and then their third card is an officer referral. So if I have problems, I'll say, okay, give me your verbal warning card. Okay, give me this card. Okay, give me this card. So yesterday I had one go to the office because he got rid of all his cards.
Oh.
Yeah.
They'll learn.
You'll learn. Eventually, you don't want to go back to the office.
They kind of know. They have the card. The cards literally are in your hand.
You sound like a great teacher, Becca. Thank you for what you do, and you take that weekend to recharge. You need it.
Reset, baby.
Have a little wine.
Yeah.
Vino fixes everything.
Exactly. Speaking of teachers, feeling good today because not only is it payday from the text, but I'm a teacher, and for the first time ever, our district is allowing teachers to have MLK Day off on Monday.
Right.
3-day weekend right there.
For them.
Heck awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of teachers are writing us about their 3-day weekend that they're getting. We'll be here on Monday.
Yeah, if all you teachers just wake up naturally and want something to do, you can listen to us.
Yeah. You can, please.
Make your brother work on MLK Day. That's cool.
What?
No, sorry.
We work on Cesar Chavez Day. I don't complain about it. And that's my last name.
I work on National White People Day.
Yeah. Well, when's that fall on, Kelly? Every day?
The rest of the days. The rest of the days.
The rest of the days. Hey, Janet.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
Thank you.
What's your Feel Good Friday?
You're just so happy to be here.
I am. Well, and I'm a teacher, too. That's not why I'm calling, but I was just, like, excited about that.
Okay.
So I, oh, gosh. My
you forget.
Uh-huh.
You forgot.
Happens, right?
You forgot.
So excited.
You forgot.
No. So I have a friend, Lillian. We've been friends for 20 years, and we haven't seen each other at this point in 2 years. You know, just different cities, careers, life, kids.
Yeah.
But she is coming in town for the whole 3-day weekend, and I get to spend 3 days with her, which we probably have not done since we graduated high school.
Awesome.
I'm just very, very excited to spend some time with her.
A lot of catching up to do right there.
Nothing like old friends, man. Yeah, you'll probably take up just like you left off.
Especially after a couple years. Thanks, Janet. You guys enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, have fun.
Speaking of people visiting, my Feel Good Friday, my sister just texted me last night and said that she's going to come to visit me for the first time since...
Your new house?
What's that?
Have you seen your new house?
No, she hasn't flown out here since, I believe, the Jonas Brothers.
Wow. She's had no incentive. How old is she now?
She's 23.
Man.
Yeah,
what?
And she's bringing the boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Who will be staying downstairs on the couch, might I add. Yes.
I remember thinking your sister was a lot older at your wedding.
No, she had braces.
When I handed her a drink. I didn't know that until she already took her drink and she smiled at me. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's like 14.
Pretty sure she had braces and a training bra, Jenna.
She's gorgeous. She's one of those that she's like, wow, that girl. I wish I looked like her in high school.
No, it caused me a lot of heartache.
I bet.
Yeah. Had a parent threaten to call the cops on me because I threatened his son after he said something to my sister. Apparently, you're not allowed to do that when you're a grown man.
You want to threaten kids?
Well, I figured we're just two dudes. If you could say that to my sister, I could say that to him. From the text, Feel Good Friday, JC inspired me to look for my bio dad. I found him.
What?
We took the DNA test Wednesday.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Told you, I've been having withdrawals from spying on people online, so if you need help finding your...
Online stalking?
Yeah.
Please reach out to JC.
I would love to help you out with that if you don't mind.
I personally don't have time to Google for you.
Yeah.
But JC has all the time in the world.
Well, not all the time in the world, but I'd like to take a couple hours a day.
Couple of hours a day you're
willing
to devote.
That's all the time in the world.
I don't know if I have those couple hours, but I would like to make room for them. Hi, Melody.
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome. You have a Feel Good Friday involving your son?
I do. My son is 13. Last semester, or last quarter, he brought home a progress report that had 3 D's, a B, and an A.
Ooh. Well, at least he got an A.
He did not get, he did not get the Wii, he did not get the Vita, he did not get TV. He could go to his room and clean or read. He brought home his progress report this semester. He has got all A's and B's.
All right.
Yeah, that's the one time when a dude doesn't mind turning D's into A's.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, the best part is seeing him excited about it. That's what matters to me because he came in and he was just waiting in my face. And, you know,
he's like, I get the TV back.
Awesome.
Seriously, as a kid, there's nothing better than realizing that actually studying and doing your homework will turn into A's and you see it and it pays off. Congratulations. What's your son's name?
Drew.
Hi, good
Drew.
Man. Well done, Drew. Keep it up, buddy. And this from the text, I'm in high school and I've been taking college classes for UT. I found out today that I got a 95 on my final exam for a college class, and I'm so happy the grade pulled my overall college grade to a B. And they're in high school.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know we told you we were going to give you the new music coming out today, but our producer Nick told us that Alicia got somebody on the phone that wanted to give us a really good Feel Good Friday, so we got a couple more calls. Hello, Brooke.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We would love to hear all about why you're feeling good this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the weekend, and I get to talk to y'all, so I'm so, so excited. I'm going to see Katy Perry on Sunday night in Dallas. So I'm going to be in y'all's area. I'm so excited.
Yay!
Will you come by and see me, okay, at the bar?
Hey, that's a great idea. I totally will.
Okay.
Could she have a free drink out?
Sure, I'll buy you a drink. I'll be there watching football.
Hey, just being there would make me happy, okay? Right. Yes, I'm so excited. Are any of y'all going?
I think Al might be going.
To Katy Perry? I wouldn't mind seeing Katy Perry. I love Katy Perry.
Do you have any extra tickets?
Yeah.
No, but I'm probably going to buy my mom one tonight. So.
Oh, okay.
Is that who you're going with? You're going with Mama?
I'm actually going with my husband, but my mom wants to go, and she said, hey, I really want to go, and I said, Mom, I could buy you one online. I'll get you a ticket.
She's going to sit by herself.
So nice. Well, she'll have fun. She'll meet some friends. Right. Have fun at the concert, Brooke. Thank you for your call. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
So you and I have something in common.
Yes, we do.
All right, what's your Feel Good Friday?
So my dad messaged me yesterday with some information that a young man who's 29 reached out to him and found him on Ancestry and claimed to be my father's son. And my dad at first thought it was a scam, and he started giving, you know, personal detail that only this man's mother would know. And he finally sent a picture, and it just struck, you know, chills down everybody's spine because he looks identical to my dad.
Oh, wow.
I know. My dad messaged me and told me and gave me all his contact information. So I got to actually talk to him, who's my brother, last night.
Wow.
How are you feeling about that, Melissa? Are you happy?
Yeah. I'm not happy.
Are those happy tears?
It's a lot, right?
I know. Your emotions take over.
He said he's been looking for us since he was 18. His mom finally told him.
So
how old is he now?
29.
Oh, 29. Wow.
Do you guys have plans to spend time together?
Well, I live in, obviously, Dallas, and he moved to Pennsylvania after he joined the Army, so just trying to, you know, hopefully one day get to meet him.
And your brother's a soldier, too, so he's a BA?
Yeah, he worked on Black Hawk. He's a Black Hawk mechanic.
Oh, wow.
Melissa, so I love you guys.
I know.
And it showed up on Ancestry, like, on his profile, it's like, this is your dad, basically, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's no denying him. I mean, he looks just like, I have a sister. He looks just like me and my sister and my dad. So...
Well, Melissa,
we're all making faces at each other like we need to do something.
Is it tough for you to fly out there because of money or anything, or is it scheduling? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I work full time. I have two sons. My husband works full time, so just trying to, obviously after the holidays,
Melissa,
you know.
We're gonna fly you out to see your brother.
We're gonna figure it out.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I don't know if it's easier for you to fly to see him or if you want to bring him down here and that way he can meet you and dad and everybody.
Yeah. Can we bring him down?
Oh my god.
Is that cool?
I'm guessing it is.
Cried. Okay.
That's amazing.
Well, we're gonna make it happen.
We're gonna make it happen. In fact, we'll get your phone number, Melissa.
George, we're gonna make this happen.
Oh my god,
you're amazing. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for sharing your story, Melissa. I'm so happy that this is turning out to be great for you guys.
After hearing your story, JC, and how you were going through it with your mom, and you know, it sounds like something that you only hear about in movies. And hearing him explain the feelings that you and your mom had going with trying to reach out and contact, not knowing, and I was just like, how could you not? Like, I love you so much. I've never met you, but I've always known, like, you're the missing piece.
That's the one time you can absolutely believe and love at first sight when it comes to family. When you see them, you automatically just, that's your blood. You fall in love.
Now I'm selfish. I want to fly him here.
I want to fly him here so we can.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too. I know where you're going.
I want to fly him here so we can all be part of it. Yeah. You know?
Can we do that, Melissa? Do you think that would be cool? We fly him down here. We bring you in studio and you guys meet.
That would be amazing.
All right, we're going to do it, Melissa. We're going to do it for you.
See what we can do. We're going to try really, really hard.
You know what? God wanted you to get through on the phone lines, and it happened, and now this is happening for you, okay?
Make it happen.
I know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Melissa, you just warmed my heart so much today. We love you.
I love you.
I know you can't feel it right now, but Jenna's over here crying.
I'm tearing up.
Kelly's tearing up. Al's over here tearing up.
I couldn't sleep last night. Like, I'm rolling off of, you know, 4 hours of sleep. Just so many thoughts and emotions going through my head.
I know. I know you can't feel it right now, but we're giving you a big old radio hug. And we're going to put you on hold and get your phone number so we can make this happen for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Congratulations, Melissa. Hold on for us.
Hold on.
I love when we come across calls like that.
And
I love that we could just throw something out there, and now we got to do it. Sorry, boss man, George. Yeah. We're going to do it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you, Kid Nation, for getting my back. We're talking about side hustles at the end of the break. Big Al's got his bars. Kelly's got her podcast with her husband, Alan. Jenna's got Fittish. And I was stumped. But we did get some texts.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, you got the tamales.
No, that's
a school fundraiser.
That's a school fundraiser. I get no money from that.
Still a side hustle.
From the text, JC did that one movie. So my side hustle is acting, although I have not done it in about 4 years.
Give us your line again. Give us your line again.
I'm addicted to the game of chance.
There you go.
Oh, damn. Oh.
Have you been on any auditions?
Nah, man, no. I'm good. Well, I'm waiting for my agent.
Are you writing your own screenplay?
I do want to write one based on my mom's and her mother's storylines meeting.
There you go.
So maybe I can start writing that. JC's side hustle can be helping people stalk their biological family, speaking of that.
Yeah.
So maybe you going to get a little cut?
Yeah.
A little finder's fee?
Yeah, I would have to be paid on the hourly.
Yeah, the whole point of a side hustle is to
get paid.
Make money.
Right.
Not just to stay busy.
But what if you do all of this work, but you never find the person? Do you still get paid?
You still get paid by the hour.
If a lawyer defends me in court and we lose, I still pay him.
That is absolutely right. Unless, they don't get paid until you do.
Exactly. Yeah, it could be in the contract right there. Speaking of acting, in 15 minutes, we're going to be talking with Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com.
Yeah.
Paddington 2 is coming out. Super excited about that one.
Yep.
Proud Mary is coming out.
Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, there you go. Cookie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm excited about this one, The Commuter with Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. Yeah, man.
He has more skills.
Yeah, more skills, Jenna. He's back. It's about a businessman that's caught up in a criminal conspiracy during his daily commute home. On the train.
Trailer looks great.
It looks so good. But it's one of those where, like, somebody comes up to him and says, hey, you want to help me for this amount of money?
Yeah.
Boom.
And
he's like, yeah, I'm Liam Neeson. Of course I'm going
to
help you, even though I'm a businessman. But, yeah. Would you take money from somebody that you don't know on a random train or a subway without knowing the consequences?
Ooh. Plus, like, how is the money presented? Like, here, take it.
Like in a briefcase.
Brown paper bag.
Bag.
I'm such a rule follower.
Is
I'd
it
be like,
Bitcoin?
It's not Bitcoin, Jenna. It's full on cash. The green dollar.
It depends on how sketch or not sketch the person looked. But then again, you can't judge a book by
its cover. Yeah, it's like, why are you giving me this money?
From what I can tell in the trailer, if we want to go along with this movie.
It's a nice woman.
It's a nice looking lady.
Yeah.
Who gives him this money.
Well, then yes, I would take it.
Very nice premise that makes sense.
Yeah. I would honestly, I would take the money and I would get off on the next stop and just run as fast as I could.
I think they're going to find you.
Nah, man, because I run kind of fast.
Because there can be no tracking devices in the briefcase.
That's why you take all the money.
JC can outrun the tracking
device. No, then you go to an alley, you get all the money because she gave it to me. It's mine. She says I could keep it.
You've worked it out.
Well, yeah. She gave it to you with the knowing that you're going to probably need to help her. You're going to give her something in exchange. And if you just take off without giving her the something...
You don't always expect consequences when people give you something, too. Do you? Do you expect some?
Consequences? Well, yeah, I think we live in this world where someone does something nice for you, and you're like, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
It's so suspicious.
It's awful how cynical.
What do they say? If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. You ever been handed money just out of the blue, Al?
No.
Kelly?
Not that I recall. What?
I don't know why. I just wanted to laugh when I looked at Jenna.
Looked at Jenna. Yeah, I bet you've been hating somebody.
I looked over at Jenna. She just has this huge smile on her face. Jenna?
Well, like, I had someone just handed me money, like, hey, here?
Here.
Sure.
Yeah.
For what? That would be for nothing, though. That's the point.
Like, how much was it?
For companionship. No, I'm kidding.
Was it a lot? No, it was just... Kid used to give me money to gamble with him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
somebody handing you money.
Yeah, but that's like not a... I thought you were saying like just some random person walked up.
Random person. I have not.
Yes, one time I was outside of a 7-Eleven and I dropped something on the ground. I was like throwing some trash away and I dropped some on the ground. I handed it and someone said, here. I think they thought I was homeless sitting outside and they handed me money.
Aww.
I was just giving a girl money. You know, it was like
you
a rough morning.
Like...
I've done it in the past with a stranger.
Okay, not to loan or for a specific reason that they wanted to go buy something. Just, hey, you know what? I got an extra $100 in my pocket. Here, just go buy yourself something. I think
like
I've
a
done
boyfriend?
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've done that. Not recently, but I've done that.
Go get yourself something nice.
I love our text message because I think sometimes people don't realize who they're texting. We just got this text. It just says home and then time for a power nap. Followed by, wrong number, don't read this on air. Sorry about that. We get those so much. And then it'll be somebody that gets mad at like their boyfriend.
Yeah.
Why aren't you answering me, Thomas? I've been writing you all day. Oh, sorry, it's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Sorry about that.
Funny.
They finally realize about at the end of the day when Thomas hasn't replied to them at all.
Right.
We told you, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. She is our expert movie critic. She's going to join us next to talk about the three big movies coming out in theaters this weekend. We'll see how good they are next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, Great Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. How are you doing?
Oh, man. It's 2018, y'all.
2018.
I like it.
Hey, Great, before we start talking about movies, I saw that your website had the show that Jenna and I just started watching ranked at 100%. You know which one I'm talking about?
No. Which one is it?
End of the Blanken World.
Oh, my God, you guys, I just watched the first episode, and I laughed so hard. I think I might also be psychotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really clever how they get you in from the get-go. I love it. I've watched six. JC's watched a few.
I've watched two, and Gray's watched one. But you love it as well?
I really did. I just heard about, I heard some buzz about it. And not from my own website, rather, but from Twitter, of course.
Right.
And I turned it on, and Steve was like, what are we watching now? Because I take him on a lot of really terrible adventures.
Right.
And he sat there the whole time, and then finally by the end, he'd cracked a smile, and he's like, this is pretty funny.
It is, isn't it? 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yay. And you know what else? We've got some really super, super movies this week, actually,
good,
guys.
Good.
All right.
What do we got?
So here's the one that I'm heartbroken to not have seen yet because it didn't screen for critics.
Uh-oh.
And that is a movie starring Taraji P. Henson, The Great.
I love this movie.
And
you haven't seen it.
Well, I love the trailer. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm with you, Al, because I saw the trailer in theaters a while back, and I got so pumped, and they never set a release date for the movie, and then all of a sudden, it's just in theaters, and it's called Proud Mary, so I am desperately hoping for a Tina Turner, you know, appearance on the soundtrack, because Taraji P. Henson, the great, is an assassin for this crime family in Boston, but wouldn't you know it, something goes horribly wrong.
Always does in movies.
I know. And so, I don't know. Her name is Mary. I assume that she is very proud of herself because she seems like a badass. And I cannot wait to see this movie.
That'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Now, the other movies this week I did screen, thankfully. And for all of the families, so JC, listen up.
Yeah.
Your little ones might really enjoy Paddington 2.
We just watched Paddington, the first movie.
To prepare you for Paddington 2?
Yep. They loved it.
Oh, good. Because Paddington really surprised me. I was never like a huge reader of the book when I was young. I'm not like a tiny British child, so yeah. I don't really know anything about the bear. And he's just like this little weirdo that has a red hat, and underneath it is a marmalade sandwich.
Yeah.
And the movie was incredible. It was so sweet and funny. And I think the second one might actually be better than the first.
I was scared that it was going to be worse than the first because I thought the first one was so good that there couldn't possibly be a better movie with Paddington. But that makes me extremely happy.
I got to say, I was so surprised. Little Paddington, he settled into his house with the Brown family, but he finds a perfect gift for his Aunt Lucy's birthday. And through a series of unfortunate events, including the horrible horrible like washed up actor on the street, Hugh Grant.
Oh, wow.
A whole bunch of misadventures happen, and Paddington ends up in jail.
Yeah, Paddington.
Whoa, street cred.
Yeah, he does.
I know, right? All of a sudden, it's like Paddington plus Oz equals great sequel. I thought the movie was amazing. It was so funny, so sweet, just like the first one, except ramped up. And also, for fans, you know what I'm saying when I say that there is a hard stare in this movie.
A hard stare?
A hard stare, okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's, okay. It's a Paddington thing, it's guys. Paddington you wouldn't thing. Understand.
Yeah, and he's...
Convict.
Paddington jail, okay.
So, and dig this. It has a ton of reviews already. It is 100%.
Well, I'm really surprised to hear that. I was like you, JC. I didn't think it was going to be
better
that good. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how to pronounce Paddington's name and bear?
How?
Remember?
What?
That's his name.
See, JC just watched the original.
I just watched it.
Still very fresh. The rest of us are like, what?
Yeah, that's his name.
I just wanted to properly participate in the joke. I knew where this was going. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So Paddington 2 is awesome. And then moving on, I also have good news about The Commuter.
Oh, Waze just asked me if I wanted to use his voice for my directions.
Liam Neeson's voice?
Yes. Oh,
that's cool.
I hit the X button before I realized what I'd done. You know, sometimes stuff pops up and you just X out of it. So I hope it asks me again.
What a great marketing idea.
I want that. I'm going to go on my Waze and get that.
Seriously, go into your settings. That's how you can change the voices.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Trust me, they just asked me yesterday, and I said yes, and I was not disappointed, because if the only thing that makes my car better is Liam Neeson.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so we're going to do the Waze voice, but how's his movie?
Here's the formula. Let me give it to you.
Okay.
Liam Neeson plus searching for bad guys plus a form of transportation equals great time at the movies.
Good. Okay.
So it is a great movie.
The trailer's giving me anxiety.
Yeah.
It gives me a lot of anxiety watching the trailer, so I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure that the movie would lessen any anxiety, because that's what it's all about, right?
Mm-hmm,
You've got a ticking clock. And so the deal with this one is that Liam Neeson is just a dude that wants to take the train from his house to his job and vice versa. That's all he wants to do. But wouldn't you know, a mysterious stranger shows up and she's all, I need you to use your set of special skills to find someone on the train who doesn't belong.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, I'm intrigued by your compliment, Vera Farmiga, and I will pretend that I'm not going to participate while I actually am participating. And things just go from bad to worse really fast. And it's really a clever idea. I was so into it the whole time. And the movie is so stylized, really cool editing, lots of cool shots. And so the whole time, I was totally into it. I couldn't believe it. I was really surprised.
It's a good movie weekend for families and for people who love Liam and his particular set of skills that he acquired over the years.
Yep, exactly. I'm so excited to tell you that on this January weekend, because it might not happen again for quite some time.
Oh, well, enjoy this weekend then,
right,
and we will. Well, great.
Yeah, I just want to take the good vibe that we had built up and just take it way down with that.
And with that, she leaves us. Great, Drake. Great talking to you this week.
Peace out.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.